CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, good morning, you motherfuckers. What's happening? Hello, everybody. How are we this morning? Are you feeling strong? Are you ready to tackle the day? Come on. A little bit of false enthusiasm never hurt anybody. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. It's Thursday and it feels like Wednesday. Which means tomorrow is Friday and it's going to feel like Thursday. But then you won't have to worry because the weekend will be there before you can even imagine. Anything better happening, it'll all be on top of you. Like Harvey Weinstein.
That's
a lot.
Great visual.
A lot of on top.
Good morning.
Great All visual.
Right. Yes, indeed. So, what's going on? What's happening, everybody?
Oi, I'm just glad awake.
Why, Sia? Did you think you would...
No.
What happened? Did you have a bad night?
Had one of the worst nights ever.
Why? Ever? You're so dramatic. Why?
Jesus.
You're so dramatic.
Oh,
what
no,
happened?
No.
Did a monster come and try to eat off your leg?
Okay. Don't mention the word monster because I kind of did a lot of reading last night and messed up my life.
And were you drinking Monster while doing it?
No.
Because that will give you bad dreams.
Do you guys know what sleep paralysis is?
Oh, yeah. You had that?
I've never experienced it in my life up until last night. I don't know what happened. I just felt this sensation was the early hours of the morning. I really want to stop crying.
So what, were you lying there with your eyes open and you couldn't move?
I couldn't even open my eyes. And I, look, to be...
I'm sorry, I'm trying to be sympathetic.
Please do, because it really did freak me out. Because I had just watched a documentary last week about someone who suffers from this very extreme form of narcolepsy, and he's been pronounced dead 3 times before. Like he was
pronounced dead.
He like passed out, and
that's
because it's an extreme form of narcolepsy where his organs sort of just shut down for a few minutes, and ambulances have been called, and he was put on stretchers, and then he like woke up again. It was like, oh
my god!
No. And this has happened 3 times to him before. So it was probably around 2:30 or something, 2:30 in the morning. I feel that I'm awake.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh okay, well. No, you're just having a lapse of sleep. So how about you just roll over and you'll go back to sleep again.
Right.
And I couldn't move my eyelids to actually like open my eyes. I couldn't move my body. I felt like there was this sensation on my chest. And then I'm thinking, oh great. Yep, you're dead. That's it. You're dead.
God, I would love to live in your head for just a minute. You really are Piglet from Winnie the Pooh. You really are.
To be honest, it probably lasted like 2 minutes, but it felt like 2 hours.
Lifetime, yeah.
Have you ever experienced this before?
No.
No, I just tell myself, get your lazy ass out of bed.
Because that's no.
Usually that does it for me as well.
I do not wish this onto like my worst enemy. And then, so now when I finally got out of this stint, I started waking up and I read up on what it is, like what causes it. Did I eat something? Is it a dream?
How many hours of sleep did you have?
Oh, well, I went to sleep at about 10. This happened at about 2:30. And I was scared to fall back asleep again because I didn't want to feel the sensation. So I was just tossing and turning. And then about like 4 a.m., I just gave up on trying to sleep. So yeah, I'm just glad to be productive now.
See ya. God, a day in your life, it really is like a movie. Your whole life is a movie.
Oh my gosh. Then I got into this WebMD horrible blog rabbit hole.
Listen, if you think you've got something wrong with you and you get on the internet, you are going to convince yourself death is imminent.
Well,
it's the worst thing you can do. Doctors tell you not to do it. Everybody who knows anything will say to you, do not go into that WebMD world. You will die.
According to this Mexican forum that I was on.
You were on a Mexican forum.
Well, that's the forefront of medicine.
You were like, you were in a cave like from dusk till dawn with Cheech Marin going, hey, you want me to tell you what's wrong with you, ese?
I'm not even joking. When you're that freaked out and you don't want it to happen, you will try anything. So at a point, I was reading up on what these Mexicans do. They want you to just focus on casting any negativity out of your life. So it was just a scene out of a bad movie because I was sitting there with like two candles lit. I was like woosering this negative energy out of my life. It's just weird.
Sia, you've got problems. I never thought I'd say this.
I know.
I thought you were a balanced individual, but you have major problems.
But according to just general medicine and science, they do say...
No, this whole according to, like you're qualifying something as worth...
I am qualifying.
No, you're not.
They say it does have some links to social anxiety or panic disorders.
You've got that. It's weird. I'd love to have had a camera around seeing you sitting there trying to woosa away the bad energies. It's like a sitcom.
And my housemate wasn't there. I would have woken her up. I was all alone, didn't know what to do.
You're a disaster. Look at you.
It's just weird. I didn't enjoy it at all. That is why I'm glad to be productive now.
This is great.
It's horrible. Absolutely horrible.
Wow.
That was my life this morning.
Well, I had such a busy day yesterday. Ay, ay, ay. I was, you know when you're in, well, maybe you don't have these. I get into like a manic mood sometimes. I don't get depressed often, but I get into mania. And what mania is, it's the opposite end of the scale, right? That's why a manic depressive is someone who jumps from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm in mania, it's like I'm on fire. I can't sit down for more than 2 seconds. If I do, I have to be very, very focused on what I'm doing. I like to do a lot, so I'll be a little bit unfocused, but I can do all the things I need to do. On a day where I'm like I was yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I tick off shit on my list like a machine. I go down that list and I just do everything. You know that stuff that you postpone? The things that you don't want to do, the things that you say, I'll get round to that maybe when I've got some time in December. Well, yeah. I hit that shit like a maniac. That's where it comes from.
Have you ever heard people speak about their experience on ADD medication?
Yeah, like Ritalin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what Ritalin does, it calms you.
Similar to that.
Well, it calms you down and focuses you, right? So this is the opposite of what Ritalin would do. It lets the mania increase.
Oh.
So this is... Yeah, this is natural brain chemistry for me. I don't take anything for this, but every now and then one of these days comes along. So I had 4 meetings. I wrote 3 pieces that I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
I updated software on my laptop. I left the office twice and came back. I got home last night. I had a very quick supper because when you're in that state, you're also just burning energy, but you don't realize you have to refuel yourself.
Mm.
So I had the quickest little supper. Then I went into my study. I started filing things. I started sorting out my files. I got to sleep at 12:30.
Oh, no.
But I loved it. I threw out stuff. I put papers away. I reorganized. You know, important things like you should have all your tax information in one thing. You should have your will somewhere. You know, all that kind of. I'd updated everything by 12:30 last night. My life was so organized that if I died at 12:45, you would have found everything in order. Everything.
Oh, great! That's a great thought to have.
No, it was just. It was so. I felt so good. Now, you know, luckily for me, because I would be, I know I'm going to be exhausted this afternoon. I'm just going to collapse.
Mm.
But these days come along, and then I just get tons of stuff done. I love it. I get so goddamned energized. What is that?
It's the soundtrack to your life, Gareth.
Oh, you're playing.
What?
Oh, you're playing. All by myself. What's your problem?
Really? What are you getting at, Ben?
Explain yourself. You went to the trouble of finding the stupid song. Now explain yourself.
You are so excited about the fact that you can be all by yourself and work and file.
I am, damn it.
I sorted files. I've still got my youth, but I'll sort files.
Ben, well, he had to.
Ben,
says.
I love that.
I know.
You know, it's like when I clean up my cupboards. Nobody understands the joy that brings me.
Nobody knows but Jesus.
I love cleaning up. Fucking clean the software out of my computer. Do you know how good that feels? It's like a brand new lease on life. It's like I got an injection of pure caffeine into my veins.
Somewhere in the world, the people that put you together are saying, they're very good. This one lasted more than 10 years.
Can I give you a spare key to my house? Next time you have one of those sensations, feel free to go through my cupboards.
No, but you see, this is the point.
You can clean up my
cupboards. I would never do this for anyone else. It would give me no joy whatsoever. But I threw out stuff. You know when you go through files and you're like, I don't need this contract anymore. And you find financial documents from 7 years ago. You're like, I don't need that anymore. I'm throwing that away. Fuck, it felt so good. Put everything in little piles.
So you only got about 4 hours of sleep
It was plenty. When you're in that mood, you could just keep going.
Yeah, well, good luck if you're having a meeting today with Gareth around 2 o'clock.
When
he wants to give you his plenty speech. And
don't worry, I've canceled.
Just know that his glazed look is not him deep in thought.
Yeah. It's personal. He would rather fuck around with files.
I'm moving towards the grave by 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hey, Nola.
What's up?
Nola was out yesterday in the East Rand.
Oh, no.
Yes, drinking with Amanda.
What were you doing in the East Rand?
I live in the East Rand.
But you hooked up with Amanda and you two were drinking.
Yeah, that happened.
Day drinking on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Judgy.
Well, no, I'm not judging.
Judgy.
I used to be able to do that.
Just calling it what it is.
I'm still recovering.
How did that go?
It's safe to say.
How's Amanda? She's a maniac.
Man. I was never ready. Hey, I'm a lightweight. That's the thing.
Amanda can drink.
She can. I was finished by the afternoon.
Does she still go out every weekend? Every weekend, like twice?
Oh, no.
You can...
Bless you.
You can find Amanda at like certain of Joburg's hotspots, and she's there regularly, man. Tipping that liquor down her throat.
Oh, yeah.
Word, she
just tips it.
And everybody knows her there.
Everybody knows her everywhere. She's a machine.
My God.
How her liver will make it through many years.
No, she's not going to live that long.
She can be a science experiment. Gladly.
No, she's not going to live that long. Amanda won't. She's going to be a disaster long before any of us.
After 2 G&Ts and a shot of tequila, I was finished.
And she was warmed up.
She was literally throwing water down my throat. Saying, you need to sober up. We're not leaving anytime soon.
She was actually reprimanding you while you were sitting
there. No, she was. She said, I'm teaching you how to party.
Oh.
This is not on.
Jeez.
It's not happening.
When you think about how old is she now? What?
21?
Yeah, 21.
Jesus.
I know like 60-year-olds with puzza faces that can't handle as much as Amanda can.
She a tank, she is.
So what time did it? What time did it all wrap up?
I got home just after 10.
Wow, because I got that message at what 2:03.
By that time, I was already finished. To be honest,
from about 2.
Life is good, huh?
P.M. till about 10 p.m. You do understand that's 8 hours of solid drinking.
That's
well, not really, because I was in and out, so I wasn't. Yeah. Jesus. It's safe to say I will not be going out anytime soon, and I will not be drinking for months.
But what a strange day to choose to do this. I mean, was there a reason that you had to do it on Wednesday, or was it just because you two were available, you had time?
Yeah, she had been trying to hang out, and I, you know, was not available. And yesterday, I finished quite early, and I was in such a good mood, so I thought, let's do it. Yeah.
Wow. All right, Sia was watching a show called Elementary. Is that what you were watching?
No.
Clayton, who's giving us some info on... See, I had sleep paralysis last night. He was frozen.
AKA
he was frozen
nearly
in bed.
Died.
Oh, come on. So dramatic. Michelle says, Amanda is an old pro. I needed a week to recover after 2 nights out with her in Cape Town. Wow, you see? We're getting intel from all over the country on Amanda. Quentin says, hey, bitches, I'm ready to make Thursday our bitch. Yeah, you're damn right. Make it so. And some people commenting on the Renegade Report with Gwen and Gwenya this week. And, this person says, Gwen is great, but from what they said in the podcast, it's no wonder that the DA is making no inroads. Politicians in general, huh? You know, it seems to me that like some people are genuinely shocked when I say to them, we don't need these guys anymore. They're horrified. They're like, what? We could live without them? As if that's never occurred to them.
No one's ever made them think that. But then after 5 seconds, they go, oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Well, actually, yeah. Because if you think about it, now I want you to, for a moment, just try to consider in your own life, when in the last 9 months, we've had 9 months of this year, it's almost October, you needed government. Or when you actually interacted with government. And I'm not talking about in the news. Mm. We didn't have an election this year, so you didn't go and vote. You might have got an ID document, a passport, a driver's license. That might be the only time you interacted with government. Because you pay your rates and taxes for the municipality. You know, they come and collect the rubbish. And,
yeah.
You know, your water and electricity.
Well, that's you hope
local.
They do.
Yeah, well, that's local stuff. I don't mind paying for that as long as it works. But I'm talking about government. Like, have you had anything to do with them this whole year?
Have they inspired you or taught you something new or made you happy you're living here?
Well, like even if you had a terrible relationship, let's say you'd fallen out of love with someone and you lived on separate continents, you'd still call them every now and then. Has government called you except to get some of your money for tax this year? Is there anything they've done for you or with you or that has made your life better? Please be honest.
Oh.
Nothing. Right?
No.
I keep bringing this up for people too because they don't get it. 93% of the municipalities in South Africa are not solvent. It means they don't have any money. It means they can't operate. That means the people in those municipalities who live there, the citizens, have not been receiving services. In 93% of the country, that means they're already an anarchy. They don't know what government feels like. Do you see?
Well, they know what government looks like. It's so shit in the roads.
We only have to get another 7%. And for South Africa, I know, even 7% is asking a lot. But if we got another 7% expunged, we would be completely rid of these fuckers. Think about that. Isn't that a great thought? One of the greatest privileges of being in this country at this time. You're going to think I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not. One of the best things about being in South Africa right now is how shit and useless your government is. If they were good, you would have to follow the rules. You would have to live according to, you know, the dictates of all of these laws. No, nobody does. This country is the Wild West, man. You can make it up as you go. It's great.
You are really reaching for silver lining.
I'm telling
here.
You, it's a silver lining. I don't want some guy who wins a popularity contest making rules for me.
But that's also biased, you know, because as much as you may think that we don't have to follow the law, some of us do, but there are some people who don't have to.
No, so, like the crooks, the criminals.
Yeah, and yeah. Other people in...
Don't just say it.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking. Everybody's talking about him.
What are you getting at?
So it's a selective thing. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. Now, when I'm updating my software on my phone yesterday, mm-hmm. You know, I've got Duduzane Zuma's number. But it came up that number is no longer working. Mm. It's just like a notification. Mm-hmm. You know, when it gives the little exclamation mark that it's not. I haven't sent him a message since, I don't know, a year and a half ago. But it suddenly came through now that number's been discontinued.
Ooh.
Well, there we go. Huh? If you were ever on the fence about if he's guilty or not,
yeah.
Who delists the number? Who can go through that inconvenience just on a whim? I can't.
You can't even get your SABC TV license cancelled. No. Get your phone line.
Yes, this guy just cavalierly getting rid of numbers.
Right. It's crazy, huh?
I still love the fact that, you know, politicians have to have their details on display publicly. So, yeah, I do have quite a few of these numbers. And I go through their WhatsApp sometimes and I'm thinking, I wonder what you're doing. Like, Kaiser Khanyako. What
are you doing? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you see their profile pics?
His WhatsApp status is God is good.
That's usually a lot of crooks have that one.
Yeah. It's funny like, how you change the word corruption to God and everyone feels it's okay.
Like, how is God good to you, Kaiser Khanyago? And he has all of his kids together as his WhatsApp profile picture.
You know, but this is what's interesting about this whole new cell phone world. If you get someone's number, you can see a picture of them.
Yes.
And on that, you can tell so much about them.
Mm.
A lot of people. What kind of what do you got on your profile pic at the moment? I've got a picture of me when I was on that. I was in Lisbon Harbour, on the deck of the ship with this bridge behind me.
I used to always have a picture of Daniela and I. And yeah. I was just so tired of people going, "Yes, is your chick's hot, eh?"
No.
So I just,
in that accent
I
as
just
well.
Now have like a
Didn't
picture.
Didn't you get at least one or two people saying, "Gee, Ben, you look good too"?
Nah.
No, not even one.
So now I've just gone for the fully predictable, it's me playing golf, and that's how it will say.
Not even one, hey, Ben.
Nah.
Nola, is that you in your Indian garb the other day for Heritage Day? I got to say, this Heritage Day thing is really, it's kicking off. People now have turned it into Heritage Week. I saw people yesterday even wearing that. I love it, man.
It's so great. Like, people just get involved in this.
I love
it. Also, get creative what you think your heritage is if you're not undecided. I'm still not entirely sure what I should be wearing.
Cabbage.
Yeah.
Like that one comedian, I think, in Cape Town who wore a K-Way jacket.
Yeah, Dave Levinson was telling me about that yesterday.
Oh, said, that's his heritage.
My heritage is wearing K-Way jackets. Great. It's brilliant. Who's anyone to tell them differently?
That's it. Embrace what you think you're about.
This profile pic thing, it is interesting because that's the first interaction you usually have with someone if you've added them on your phone, right? Yeah. You got their number.
Yeah.
And what's yours, Sia?
It's just myself.
Yeah, of course. But in what? of course. But in what position?
It's a photo
doing
shoot
what?
On one stint for myself. Yes, thank you. I do judge people who do like lovey-dovey pictures of themselves.
Let me describe this to you.
I don't know.
Show me.
Yeah.
Show me, Sia.
It's me.
It's Sia smiling.
Of course.
It's undeniably you, Sia.
Yeah.
Fabulously so.
It says you're here to party, but you can also work a bit.
Yes.
Oh, is that?
That's what it says.
There we go. Some people changed their profile pics to dacha leaves last week in celebration.
Mabale Moloi has a drink as her profile picture, so certain things just don't.
Sure. Straight up, no.
They just don't change.
There, huh?
Absolutely. No. Yes.
Take me to a bar and I will be your friend. That's what that's telling you. But it is interesting. Like, some people have their children, some people have their pets, some people have a picture of them, an embarrassing. I've seen some terrible profile pictures.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't know. Some people like it. They think it's funny.
See, that's why I never got into that trend of posting embarrassing pictures of yourself as well. Even if it's on Facebook. Because as soon as people Google your name, that's what pops up. So, no thanks. Don't need that.
This is my one when it's not Heritage Week or
what
something.
Is that?
This is me. But it's a silhouette of me.
It's you in your karate outfit doing a high kick.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's pretty much what stays.
Is that to tell people, to careful, I will take you down?
Not really.
Oh. Well, I think his Instagram post suggested that.
Yeah, by the way, if you didn't see it, we did put it up on The Gareth Cliff Show, one word. And you can go onto Instagram and you can see Nolo kicking the door down. It's a very impressive. Her aim is just spot on. Because you got glass on either side. And you could have broken the glass, but you went straight for the lock area and you smashed it. It's fantastic. I've been very interested, and I hope one day I'll get this right, but in the smart home thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, Greg, who works here, was telling me about this a while ago. You can get these apps, and you can get smart light bulbs, you can get smart locks, you can get smart air conditioners, humidifiers, heaters, you can get smart sound systems, and you can control everything
smart
from your
kettles.
Phone. Smart kettles, fridges, all that stuff. I was thinking about it the other day. I mean, you'd probably need a lot of money to be able to do all of that, right? It's not cheap.
It's not, yeah, Gareth, but at the same time, it's becoming a part that it's an add-on to what you've already got. It's not like a massive thing. Like, well, there's different ways you can do it. You can do the all comprehensive stuff,
yeah,
or you can just pick up certain products as you go.
You done any?
No.
I haven't even started.
I've got a screaming need for that just yet.
But I mean, for example, if you could control the lighting in one or two rooms in your house, that would be quite cool, wouldn't it?
Sure. Well, it depends. I mean, if you're in the dating world, yeah.
And that would be a great place to start, right?
I'm gonna throw some ambiance in there.
Yeah, mood lighting.
Oh, well, welcome home.
Oh, it's too...
And someone put the fire on?
Right.
90s.
And the fire goes...
Corniness.
And you got, like, Al Jarreau playing in the background.
Yeah.
You heard Al Jarreau, right?
I have once dated a guy.
Uh-oh. He had Al Jarreau? No,
he had this amazing, amazing sound system in his place.
Shag carpet.
No, like... He's just a big music fundi, and so he had this fantastic sound system all throughout his house. And he says, "Oh no, I'm just pressing shuffle on the playlist." But I knew he curated it, the playlist specifically for me coming over. And this is one particular time we were both chilling on the balcony, and then all of a sudden, "Take My Breath Away."
Oh,
stop.
Nice.
No.
That was my cue to never see him again.
Was that too cheesy?
Oh, he was a cheese ball.
Wow.
The sun was setting. We both had a drink in our hands. Conversations were flowing. Then he... This is it.
Yeah, sounds like you actually had on to a good thing there.
So, you should have hung around that guy. He would have tamed you.
So ungrateful.
He sounds like the right guy. You let the best one go, Sia.
Come on, if it's the right guy, you can do anything. I mean, he could have dropped trowel and played Luther Vandross All My Love, and you would have gone, "This guy gets me." But because he's the wrong guy, no matter what.
Uh-huh. And because of how he's configured everything with his smart connections, the music was coming from like underneath us, like on the sides of the seats.
Oh, it sounded like he was literally taking your breath away at that stage.
No. All right, we got to get into the five things. I hate to spoil the fun. Oh, really?
No.
You open up, you know what's going to happen on this show. All right, a couple of things that you need to know about in the news. UCT has moved up the global rankings to retain Africa's top university spot. Well, in Africa, not in the world. We've gone up in Africa, but we didn't go up in the world. UCT moved from being 171st, that's something to celebrate, last year to 156th. Let's give them a moment.
Did they do that by just not throwing shit?
Yeah, I think so, because the year before they were throwing shit.
And this year used to have skyrocketed from the lack of throwing feces.
Yeah, this is the 2019 Times Higher Education World University Rankings. So the University of Cape Town is still Africa's top university. UCT... have moved up the rankings. There are five criteria: teaching, research, citations, international outlook, and industry outcome. They improved in four of the five criteria. So they went up in teaching, research, citation, international outlook, but they went down in industry outcome. So you want to know more about that? Is that enough for you?
That's enough. Congratulations to them. Yeah.
Limpopo man has been handed two life sentences. Cool. A bad motherfucker if you get two life sentences, right?
How many lives does he have?
Yeah, he's getting two life sentences for repeatedly raping his stepdaughter. What a monster.
Should be burned alive, really.
Yeah, listen to this. He attacked the teenager on several occasions in 2016 and 17 near Polokwane, resulting in the 18-year-old eventually falling pregnant. Police say the criminal then drugged his victim to induce a miscarriage. What a monster.
Sure.
The police have said Provincial Commissioner Lieutenant General Ngeke Ledwaba has commended the Mangwen cluster on the job well done in arresting this dude. What a horrible human being. Two life sentences. So you know what? Some people do go to jail for doing bad things. Make you feel that there's some justice in the world.
But for some people, jail is just too good.
Well, that's Ben's point here too, is you just go burn this guy alive.
Publicly too, of course. Set an example.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, you would have done well in the Middle Ages, huh?
Mm. Well, the Middle Ages would have done well here sometimes too.
Busisiwe Mkwabane is probing corruption allegations against Zweli Mkhize. Yep, even Zweli. The inquiry springs from a complaint laid by the recently formed African Democratic Party alleging that Zweli Mkhize unduly benefited from a 210 million rand loan. How do these guys get that? Most of us, the bank won't give you 500 rand. How do you get a 210 million rand loan? And it was given to him by the Public Investment Corporation. Those guys just hand out money left, right, and center. I wonder how many bad debts they've got. Huh? So now they're looking into Zweli Mkhize in a multi-million kickback for arranging the loan. He denied the allegations as malicious fabrication. Who believes him?
I don't. Not I.
Your default position with a politician is to not believe them, right?
Fair, yeah.
Okay. Paulo Jordan has criticized a leaked land reform document by Thabo Mbeki. Now, do you remember Paulo Jordan?
He's the pseudo-doctor?
No. Yes, that too. Well done, Ben. He, of course, was in the cabinet during Nelson Mandela's term as president. He's a veteran of the ANC. He's criticized a document on land expropriation that was penned by former President Thabo Mbeki, saying the party has never suggested that white people should be discriminated against in the resolution of the land question. Thabo Mbeki, in his document, questioned the ANC's approach to land expropriation without compensation, saying it is not in line with the party's founding principles of non-racialism. And Thabo Mbeki, by the way, nobody's calling him a racist. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've got to stop treating certain people a certain way and other people a different way. That is the very essence of racism. The idea that Thabo Mbeki can say something and we forgive him anything he says, but if someone on Twitter expresses an opinion about affirmative action, for example, they get all kinds of hell rained down upon them, right?
Exactly.
Very, very odd. So there's Paulo Jordan wading into this, as if we needed him back on the scene. Star Wars fans have been promised an up-close look at Vader in virtual reality. You excited about this?
Well, I should be asking you. You're the Star Wars fan.
I would be.
Well, it depends. Yes. I mean, is it without his mask? Is it the last time we saw him in the movies, or with his mask?
Well, Darth Vader will appear next year in the first installment of a new 3-part story told through virtual reality, Lucasfilm announced on Wednesday. The series is called Vader Immortal, a Star Wars VR series, which will be watchable on Oculus Quest virtual reality headsets, which offer immersive 360-degree video experiences. That means you'll be able to get up close and personal with Vader if you're not going to be scared by it. You know? And if Vader terrifies you, you obviously won't want to do this. But with VR, this is not possible. Right? Exciting.
Hmm.
So there we go. If you're a big Darth Vader fan, then this is just for you. Here, listen to this quickly. Give you an idea of what they mean.
That's impossible. Something's pulled us out of hyperspace.
You may wonder why I have brought you here.
Damn right. I think I gotta get a VR headset just for this. Alright, the episodes will take viewers inside Vader's fiery lava-ridden fortress, where they will be able to hear the masked villain breathing behind them and turn around to face him, according to a statement from Lucasfilm and Oculus. Viewers will also be able to control a lightsaber in the story.
Oh, yes.
That's cool. I've always wanted a real lightsaber.
Nice.
Yeah. That would make it worthwhile, right? Okay, so that's the 5 things you need to know this morning. You didn't think you needed to know about Vader, but I thought you should. 750,527.50 for one Bitcoin. No, $6,480 a Bitcoin, $270 for Ethereum. Ben, what do you got for us in the sport?
I've got Ryder Cup, Gareth, which is obviously hugely exciting. Yes. Otis Gibson names his squad, the ODI squad for the Pro Tiers. Timber Bavuma's not in there. That's pissed me off a bit. And football. Liverpool have their first loss of the season. Let's not start with the Ryder Cup because everything else will sound less enthusiastic. Let's start with some cricket. Pro Tiers are playing Zimbabwe. That'll be as of Sunday. So there's an ODI team that doesn't have Faf du Plessis. Of course, Abby de Villiers is not a cricketer anymore. Hashim Amla's not playing. Quinton de Kock's not playing. So, Dean Elgar's playing?
Uh-huh.
I don't don't know about that. I mean, he's obviously the stalwart of the opening attack for the Proteus test batsman ship. Temba Bavuma, I think, is a guy who needs confidence. He needs game time for the Proteas because so much is expected of him playing test match cricket. But where is he really getting a lot of international cricket exposure? I know it's Zimbabwe, so it's probably just maybe even the same as what he's having with his T20 Africa Cup he was currently playing. But still, like, get him in there, get him some hope in there. Dean Elgar, I don't think he's going to change this one-day team. I don't think he's going to be, like, the rock of the top order. It's just, I mean, it just seems stupid. Stupid. But Otis Gibson defending his decision, saying this isn't the end of the road for Temba. Obviously, that's what they say. Coaching Handbook 101.
Right.
But if he was there, okay, Umlo, I think, I mean, that guy's, ever since he decided he was going to put his name to that property development in KZN, I think his career has gone backwards a bit. Also, like, you know, his technique and the fact he's getting older, the eye-hand coordination, we've spoken about this before. So I think Temba Bavuma could be great. He got 100 against Ireland on ODI debut, and he got a 40-something on against Bangladesh, okay? So the two chances he's got, he's played pretty well. Put him in there, and I can see Otis's reasoning. It's like, well, you know, all our experienced guys aren't here anymore, so we need Dean Elgar because he's experienced. No. Be bold. You're playing against bloody Zimbabwe. What are you going to do? If you lose to Zimbabwe, then, I don't know, take up plumbing or something. Have some balls, for fuck's sakes. Play Temba. I'm not saying he's my favorite cricketer in the whole world, but I think the guy deserves a bit of a chance.
All right.
So, yeah, Sunday, you get to watch that. 10 o'clock in Kimberley. So if you're in Kimberley and you're wondering what you're doing there, well, Sunday, you're in the right place because you get to see the Proteas take on Zimbabwe. Then the second ODI will be in the Mangaung Oval, Bloemfontein, day-night game there. So you get lekker safe. That'll be at the 3rd of October, 1 o'clock start. And then Borland Park, Paarl, also day-night, also lekker safe there. Weather's good right now. Good time to be a cricket fan. Those are your three ODIs against Zimbabwe that you can watch the Proteas in action with.
Uh-huh.
JP Dumley's still playing, so there's still some... There's still some experience. Dale Steyn's in the squad as well, where he'll no doubt pull a groin. Yeah, so that's cricket for you.
That's what he does, huh?
That's what happens.
Pulls a groin.
Well, he's my age. I mean, every time I put in five consecutive gym sessions, I pull something. Into golf, yeah. Let's not mess around. The Ryder Cup, the opening ceremony starts today, and obviously the big pre-tournament thing is all about the players' partners. Of course it is. Dustin Johnson was with Paulina Gretzky, his fiance of many years. I think they're both too stupid to realize that maybe you get married after you like engaged, because they've been engaged for like 5 years or something.
Uh-huh.
But they are great for all of this. And then PGA Tour on the Instagram, they put all the Europeans with their partners, and the comments are sensational. Completely mean, yeah, and bitchy.
Please tell me about this, because
they are brilliant. It's so funny. If you want a good laugh, go onto the PGA Tour account on Instagram. So you see all the golfers, and golfers in smart clothing just looks the most ridiculous thing, because they've all got these like top deck tans where the hats cover their face. So it's just, and they look so awkward. Now, Tommy Fleetwood married an older woman, so the resounding comment throughout is like, oh, cool, Tommy brought his mum. Ian Poulter's wife, well, let's not get too bitchy about it, but people are saying, oh, look, Ian Poulter married Adele. The comments are brutal. They are absolutely brutal. But this is what being a professional or a celebrity is all about. So these guys are getting roasted to shit about the fact that, well, America's already one up when it comes to the spouses.
Like Adele.
So the comments like, well, I can now see why Ian Poulter's always angry. One comment said, Ian Poulter's wife looks like she's the kind of person that always wants to speak to the manager. Absolute comedy gold if you're into that sort of dark humor. But the real stuff today will be 5 o'clock. Of course, Paris is exactly the same time as South Africa. So if you're listening, watching from this part of the world, great. There is no time difference. It's not like America or, you know, when you got to stay up late. So it's right up north. So 5 o'clock today, you'll see the opening ceremony. If you're into that, it's kind of cool. There'll be some speeches, and you get to see people dressed in suits, and you get to see the wives again. You get to see Adele and Tommy's mum. So that's pretty cool. 5 o'clock today, and obviously we'll know tomorrow.
I might actually watch just to see.
You got
to
see Tommy's mum. It's so funny because he's quite like a diminutive guy, and his wife is like, just looks like, good on you, son. Sorry, I'll get back to the golf here. So there will be the Ryder Cup opening ceremony. The Kaiser Chiefs are also opening for the Ryder Cup, so they'll be playing. And then tomorrow's a big thing. So the first match will be 10 past 8. It is the four balls. Now that is when you play your own ball and take the best score. Then in the afternoon from 10 to 2, there'll be the four sims. Now the four sims is where you play alternate shots. So you both play with one ball and you go one off the other. And the exact same format will happen through Saturday at the exact same times. And then Sunday, 12:05, will be the first singles match. And every single, this is the great thing about the Ryder Cup. So if you're wondering why I'm frothing about this all the time, is that every single shot matters. Every single game matters because it all comes down to points. If the Europeans want to take this trophy back, they'll have to win outright. So if the Americans just get a draw, they just need 14 points over the 3 days, they'll retain the trophy. And that wouldn't be money, because I bet on them. Okay. So that's what it's looking like for the weekend. I'm not entirely sure about the pairings just yet. There's been a lot of speculation, but it looks like John Rahm will probably play with Rory McIlroy, which was one of the big things, because both of them are huge star players. But, you know, it's all about who can get the most out of each other. So you might get some really unlikely pairings that are really, really hard to play against, and they do very well. Or you get the star-studded guys who just can't gel. Again, this is the beautiful dynamic of this tournament, of this format. And Le Golf National, it's all here. It's all right now. So bloody excited about this. Brooks Koepka, everyone's expecting a big week out of him. This week, he has been named the PGA America's Player of the Year. Well, granted, he won two majors. And he's very handsome as well, so I'm sure everyone likes him. In football last night, Liverpool suffered their first loss of the season. They lost in the League Cup. Now, that's the one that Man United lost in as well. But yeah, they lost to Chelsea at home, 2-1. Eden Hazard getting the winner. Interesting thing about this is that these two teams now play again in the actual league, the Premier League, this weekend. But in more interesting soccer news from last night, Sevilla 3, Real Madrid, bugger all. Absolutely hammered in La Liga. And then Leganés, which I always thought was just a dish you had in summer. No, it's a football team, and they beat Barcelona 2-1.
Oh.
Leganés is basically like a relegation kind of threatening team. But 2-1 over Barcelona. Two big results then in La Liga. And that's kind of all the big football stuff. People are still joking about the whole FIFA Best Awards and calling it the worst awards because they were very strange. There were some strange nominations, strange winners. You know, Salah won the Puskas Award. Won the Puskas Award for the best goal. But that goal didn't even make goal of the month in the Premier League. And of course, the Bucks are playing Australia this weekend. Bookies have them as the favourites, but the team will be announced today, and we'll get more into that tomorrow with the rest of your weekend sport.
All right, that's plenty to chew on. Thank you very much. Over to Sia for Said by Sia. It got some harsh criticism yesterday from some people. So Sia is really, he tried not to be too upset yesterday, but he actually has taken it very hard. He had sleep paralysis.
That's why.
Thanks, Hendrik.
I nearly died last night. Is his name Hendrik?
I don't know.
Never mind.
Just making it up.
Yesterday on Said by Zero, we were talking about firefighters and how much they sacrifice. And so I got an email from one of our listeners who sent me what is really a testament of how far some firefighters can go. In my opinion, get ready to pull out the corny cheese ball tissues and weep over this. Because this guy is kind of a real-life hero, even though he didn't have to go this extreme. So, yes, firefighters make great sacrifices. And so Jeremy Bourassa has just gone above and beyond and setting a whole new standard. Jeremy Bourassa left his own wedding to help a family in need.
That is that's a firefighter.
Jeremy, can't you just take a day off, though?
Bit of a burn for the woman standing there going, yeah, he's not that into me.
He loves his job.
Oh, you will get ready to hear what she says. So let me just set the scene. So, though, Jeremy was getting married, and that is when they heard an alarm being sounded. And they were getting married very close to the fire station at the St. Paul Park firefighter and the fire station. And he and his wife, Carista, had just said their vows. So their actual wedding ceremony had just finished. But they were out taking pictures when a bell sounded for this emergency. Supposedly, they just both looked at each other in the eyes, and Krista, the new wife, could realize that Jeremy really wanted to go out and help, and said, you know what, go out there. There's someone who needs you, so go ahead. This is the line that helped me. She said that I have a lifetime with you. I've got the rest of my life with him. So they needed him for that moment. Take a moment for that corniness, but I do think it is sweet. He literally left as soon as the ceremony wrapped up, went, helped this family out, and was able to make it back in time to his own wedding just before the first dance. Aww. I mean, this guy.
He saved people.
Saved the family. Unfortunately, this family's house has burned down, but regardless, was able to get them out. But
you
I
don't
just
win
think,
them all, you know?
Look, something's got to... Someone's gonna lose somewhere, but I just think it's so sweet. So thank you to the person that sent me this link. You know, Jeremy, the firefighter from St. Paul Park, who just set a whole new standard of how sacrifice and really how being selfless can change people's lives. That's your corny set by seal for today.
All right. Very nice. It is 10 minutes away from 7. I've got a little bit of bad news for you this morning. The people that we'd lined up for the burning platform today have all just dropped like flies. But we've got some pretty big heavy hitters planned for the next couple of weeks, so it doesn't mean that you're going to be left in the dark for too long. We'll go through some of the stories in the news anyway. But I did get a really interesting message from Justice Malala 2 days ago. He's setting up his home office in Los Angeles. And he had his Cliff Central earphones there, and he had his laptop ready to go, and he had some books. And he said sometimes he wakes up at night and he screams that he's moved to America because he's missing everybody, he's missing being on the show, and he just wanted us all to know that he's thinking about us.
I'm not buying that for a second.
Come on, Ben. Take him at his word for once.
What do you think?
I'd take him at his word for all the time. He doesn't miss us, yeah.
I got a message from him, so I don't know about you.
Ben. I don't think he misses Ben. He may miss everybody else. All right, you know what to do to get hold of us. 0861-555-189. Tell us what's up in your world this morning. CliffCentral.com.